Well, I don't know that I made a decision about it. I've been off. I'm a secondary school teacher, and I took a career break for 2 years. And I went around schools. They have the Leaving Certs and Junior Certs as part of their music course, have traditional singing on the course. And the teacher in my own school in Kilkenny was saying how little resources they had and understanding maybe that they had been given of all of this type of singing. And I had used to go to her class, and I decided, well, I might take off a year or two and go around schools. So I'd been going around schools talking to secondary school children about the Seanlá singing and telling them about the styles and playing singers for them and singing myself and that type of thing. And my voice probably was in good condition as well for singing for nearly the 2 years. And I was at a Paris Social one night in River Valley in Swords, and I was singing, and there was a gentleman there came to me and asked me had I recorded, and I said no. And I kind of laughed at the idea, and he said, well, you know, you should try, you just, you know, kind of record and listen to yourself and decide then. So I was joking about it at home, and we all sing at home, the whole family, and I said, so why not go and see? So I said, I got in touch with a lad at home who had a recording studio, and I recorded.
Is it popular? What's the response like?
Well, I suppose I have had 3 launches, and because of probably more so because of where the money is going, the proceeds are going, there has been a great response to it in that sense. But I've been surprised at people who wouldn't be into Seanlá singing or traditional singing. I'd be surprised at the response I've had from them.
And what about all the students that you used to go around to in the schools? What do they think?
Well, I haven't got it into the schools yet. It's only come out, I suppose, about 4 weeks ago. And this is all new ground to me. And so I haven't got into getting it into schools yet and getting in touch with music teachers.
Yeah, that's your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I've had 3 launches in the last 2.5 weeks, and I'm not used to that sort of thing. And I'm back teaching, and teaching comes first and this is secondary.
And the proceeds, you said you're getting a lot of attention because of where you're sending the proceeds to. Tell me what you're doing with that.
Yes, the proceeds are going to the Retro Missions, particularly to the Darjeeling region in India. And I had the privilege of visiting there in 2000, was my first visit, and I spent some time at Calcutta and then spent a fortnight in Darjeeling as well. And then I went back again in 2006 when I was on career break. And it's a very large province, the Indian province, and they have broken the Darjeeling area. They have a number of houses and missions, so they have broken into a smaller region, so it's a new region. And because I'd spent time there and I know some of the sisters there quite well, I kind of felt I would like the proceeds to go to the Darjeeling region.
And what impressed you about that? What made you think that's where I want the proceeds to go?
Well, there's such an amount of work that they're doing. I mean, when we talk about the Darjeeling region, what they call hill stations. There's a little place called Loli up in the mountains. Their sisters have a secondary or primary school for boys and girls high in the mountains in Sikkim, and they have a hostel in Darjeeling, and many of the children that get primary school education in the mountains come to Darjeeling, live in the hostel and go to school there, and without that they wouldn't get the secondary education to be able to go on. And I suppose we have been supporting in Loretto Kilkenny, we've been supporting the hostel in Darjeeling for a number of years now. I also visited in the lowlands then, that's in the mountain areas, and in the lowlands the sisters are working among the poor there in the tea plantations, and they have food programs going and education, primary education for the children.
Do you bring that back when you're teaching? Do you say, you know, the difference between teaching young Irish kids and being out there and teaching young Indian children?
I'd say my students get a little bit tired of me saying, you know, kind of, if you were in India and you didn't have this, you don't realise what the opportunities you're getting. The children in India, now, like any other children, I suppose some of them have to be pushed to work and that, but so many of them understand that by having an education, it will lift them out of poverty. And so they want to learn. And of course, if you're a visitor, you know, they have that appreciation that you've come a long way and that they mean something to you, and so they respond to you.
It's probably easier to teach out there, isn't it, than trying to beat it into the
middle.
Well,
as a visitor there, it's easier. It might be for somebody there teaching all the time, maybe they have a different experience, but for a visitor going in and working with them, you just have that sense that they're just, you know, they want to learn from you and they want to please you. And so it makes it a whole lot easier than teaching in Ireland today.
Yeah. And any songs, do you have any songs on the CD that are dedicated to that, or did they just come from your own personal background and experience?
Well, all the songs that are on are all traditional songs. And my father would have recorded 7 or 8 LPs in his lifetime, God rest him. And many of the songs, there are 14 songs, and there are 10 of them come from my father and grandmother. They're songs I would have learned from them. And nearly every song that I have on the CD has an association with some stage of my life. There are 2 songs in Gaelic, and one is the Maidin Mhara, the Mermaid. And I sang it for the children in Darjeeling at a concert they had, and they asked me to sing in my own language. I told them the story of the Mermaid, and I sang an Maidin Mhara for them. I suppose when I sing the song, I have a memory of those youngsters. When I opened my eyes that day, I sang for them, and they're looking at me in wonder. I would hold lots of those memories in, you know, kind of when I'm singing the song. And the songs, in some ways, even though they're kind of, many of them are love songs, they're almost prayers for people that I remember, that I associate with the songs.